Well, this has been absolutely wonderful, don't you agree? Yeah, it's been absolutely great. Awesome, that's right. That's right. I want to share with you just very briefly a few thoughts today in the form of a meditation. And I was reminded of the words of John Wesley, who said, it's attributed to him anyway, the longest distance in the world is from your head to your heart. Takes forever to get there. Well, maybe not forever, but it takes a lot. And I think that one of the opportunities we have in the Advent and Christmas season, when things are so special and we have all kinds of activities going on where we generate new memories and we just remember the things of the past, and we have all kinds of emotions and feelings and wonderful things going on, that puts us in the place where we can have what we know in our minds take up residence in our hearts. And that can become a discipline for us that we take up in Advent and then take on throughout the rest of the year. And it can be different for each one of us. You have a different way of getting what's in your head into your heart. Because there's probably an awful lot of things that you know in your mind, and that you can remember, you know, things about Jesus, things about the faith, Bible stories, hymns growing up, hymns from last week, even from today, all kinds of memories of church and things with Jesus that are in our minds. And I think one of the things that the Lord prompts us to do, asks us to do, is the sign that we are receiving him as he's coming towards us, which he always is doing, is that our hearts are changed by the things that are in our minds. In fact, they take up the residence there and begin to transform us. And one of the disciplines I have for that is to write songs. And some of the worship songs that we've used here that I've written have been that very thing, where something will strike me, and my habit for a lot of years would be to say, you know, I could teach that. In fact, I could come up with 3 points, all beginning with the same letter, that explain this thought. And where that would leave me is with that thought still in my mind, and it may not be transforming my heart. And so what I've done from time to time in recent years is, if I have something in my mind, and I feel that temptation, I could teach that, is to put that aside and then see if there's a melody and maybe some lyrics that could come with that. And what that does is that enables me to relate to the Lord in my heart. You know, if I have right thoughts, that's great. I mean, it's good to have right thoughts. But it's something like what I've explained to you from time to time, is that's like having your ducks in a row. And my question is, what will you do with a row of ducks once you have them in a row? If I have all my thoughts in order and correct, theologically correct, what do I do with them? But when it's the presence of the Lord, the presence of Jesus, who is the Word, in my heart, transforming my life, deepening that relationship that I have with God through the Spirit, then I'm following him. I'm becoming like Jesus. Things are going on in my life that I can't do by myself, but he can do. And the rhythms of Jesus become the rhythms of my life in that way. So that's just one manner in which it can happen, and that's what I do I mean, you don't have to write songs. You know, come up with a melody and chord progression or words that rhyme, things like that. You don't have to do that. I mean, you can if you want, if you're prompted that way, please do. And when you do that, call me up and let me hear that song. I would love to encourage you further in that. But maybe for you, it's something else. Maybe for you, it is just, it's taking a walk or working with your hands or building something. Or maybe it's being with some friends. Or maybe it's just being all alone by yourself, saying, Lord, I want to know you. I know some things about you, but I want to know you. That's what opens up to us. Well, all the time, but it comes to the surface a little more in this season. And that's what Advent is about. It's us preparing for Jesus, where we know Jesus more today than yesterday. And have you raised with that hymn? Loving Jesus more today than yesterday. Well, that's all right. Never mind. Right. Yeah. And what I want to encourage you to do, even this morning as we go to communion, is to be asking the Lord, how do you want me to open my heart to you? How do you want to come in? What is the next step that you and I have, Lord Jesus, where I can know you more? What would it be like to just have that open some more? What happens, Lord Jesus, when I hear you knocking on the door of my heart and I open the door? I want to do that. I'd love to do that today. So if you would take that up as we come up for communion, as you go from here later and then into your afternoon and then into next week and into celebrating Christmas, that would be the theme that keeps going. So Lord, these things I hear, let them through my heart too, so that I can know you. Would you please stand? Lord Jesus, above all, we want to know you. We want to be like you. We want to walk with you. We want to believe what you believe, love what you love, and be transformed into what you're like. And we ask you would do this among each of us and all of us together, and those that we've yet to meet, and that you do it all for the glory of your name. Amen. Before we come to the Lord's table this morning, let's be reconciled to each other in the exchange of the peace. And as you do that, be thinking about how to encourage one another to know Jesus more. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also